Canada canceled democracy last night. And the remarkable thing is, no one in this country seemed to notice that it happened. There was no outcry from our political class as their friend Justin Trudeau declared martial law in response to an entirely peaceful protest from his country's working class. Our news media barely noted that it happened. Weirdest of all, the State Department, which exists these days to denounce such attackers of democracy as Hungary and Poland, didn't say a single word as democracy in Canada ended. That's pretty weird if you think about it. Canada is not some exotic faraway land with an alien culture and an unintelligible language. It's not Ukraine. Canada is our neighbor. It's our trading partner. Canada is our closest ally on Earth. It's practically part of our country. Our vice president grew up in Canada. So did half of our comedians and actors and singers. Our border with Canada is the longest border in the world. It stretches more than 5,500 miles. So on every level, we are deeply intertwined with Canada, whether we notice it or not. What happens there matters here. If nothing else, it's a preview of what will likely happen in the United States. So with that in mind, you should know that Justin Trudeau is no longer the Prime Minister of Canada. Justin Trudeau is Canada's maximum leader. It's strongman, it's caudillo, it's potentate. Justin Trudeau is the dictator of Canada. If you think that's an overstatement, try to think of another way to describe what Justin Trudeau is now doing. For the first time in Canada's history, Trudeau has invoked what's known as the Emergencies Act, though the protests he is facing hardly qualify as an emergency. But suddenly, Justin Trudeau has the power to crush all political opposition to his rule, and that's exactly what he's doing. Trudeau has ended free speech in Canada. He's banned free assembly. Trudeau's government has shut down political rallies and arrested his political critics without probable cause. Trudeau has instituted internal passports that restrict travel within Canada to the politically obedient. Canadians are no longer allowed to leave their own country unless they obey Justin Trudeau. And if they don't obey, they could be bankrupted and destroyed. He now has the power to do that. Trudeau has claimed the power to freeze the financial assets of any Canadian who resists him. No court order is required to do this. He just decides. Justin Trudeau can even dictate what you do for a living and how you do it.